This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, joining us now is the aforementioned Gary Wolfel, wolfelspressbox.com. Gary Wolfel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, thoughts on the Bucks getting Mirotić?
It was a great pickup. I mean, the guy fits perfectly into Budenholzer's system. He's probably a better version of right now than Ersan Ilyasova. And I was talking to an NBA executive about an hour ago. And I don't know if you remember this, but last year, Ersan played a key role in the Sixers doing well, you know, down the stretch into the playoffs. And he believes that Mirotić could be that type of player for the Bucks.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And they really didn't give up anything. I mean, Thon Maker, Jason Smith, nothing.
Who?
You're right. I mean, that's exactly right. Who? Right. I mean, they really didn't give up anybody in order to get this deal done. Now they have one roster spot available. Have you heard anything as far as who they may be looking at in the buyout market? Apparently Wesley Matthews is headed to the Pacers.
Yeah, he's headed to the Pacers, and that's not surprising. I had speculated the other day he might end up in Milwaukee.
Well, that's surprising to me, though, that he go to the Pacers. Why would he go to the Pacers, Gary?
Yeah, I mean, what a lot of people probably forget is, you know, he played for Nate McMillan in Portland.
Okay.
And Kevin Pritchard, who is now the Indiana Pacers GM, used to also be an executive with Portland.
Yeah, Oladipo so, going,
there's
too.
There's a definite connection, you know, between the three of them.
Okay.
All right, so who now for the Bucks then? You think they use the buyout market to get another guy? Is it going to be Robin Lopez?
I wouldn't that be awesome?
Not really. I'm not a Robin Lopez guy at all, but that seems to be the name that everybody wants to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good players that could be bought out. I'm not sure. The problem is I think they have less than $1 million that they can use.
966.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah, for the luxury tax. Right.
So, I mean, like, even like Wes Matthews, for instance, I think he's going to get like two and a half, okay? So that would have been somewhat of a factor. But the bigger factor was, you know, his rapport with Pritchard and McMillan. But, yeah, I'm sure the Bucks are going to wait, and I'm sure they probably have a couple guys in mind. I don't know who they have at this point, but they got to be elated to get Mirotić.
Hey, Gary, you think next year when the owners get a chance to swap who's pretty much in charge,
Lazarus taking over.
So you think
from Wesley Edens.
By him being more of a fan, he don't mind going over the luxury tax?
Well, I thought they would already. I mean, they have made it pretty clear they'll do whatever it takes. But based on all these moves, it's apparent that they're not going to do that. They don't want to pay the tax. You know, speaking of Lazarus, he was the one who broke the Mirotić story. I don't know if you guys saw that or not, but he was in New York the other day. He was talking to Mitch Lawrence, who was a longtime writer in New York, and I think he now works for the Sporting News, but he told Mitch that, we're going after Mirotić.
Really?
You know, it was kind of like Mark Cuban, you know? We're going to go after this guy and this guy, and he let it be known that they had a chance to get him, and by golly, they did.
Why John Horst don't get a lot of credit for some of these deals? The swapping over, moving him, bringing back the kid Stanley and moving him and getting Mirotić. I see all these GM named, big name guys in the news, but this guy's the number one team as the MVP, possibly MVP. And his team in 1 year is turning around with a new coach. Why doesn't he get enough respect nationally?
Well, I think part of it is he's made some nice moves, but he hasn't made that big splashy move. I mean, you look at Elton Brand, for instance, okay? comes in as Philadelphia's new GM, and he goes out and gets Jimmy Butler, you know, a blockbuster deal. Then he comes back, and now he gets Tobias Harris, you know. And then you look at Masai in Toronto. He went out and got Gasol. So, Horace has made some nice moves, but, you know, in the big picture, there are a couple.
At this point, if they're buying him out, does
what's
he
crazy
have a.
About that, Steve?
What?
Yeah, what's crazy about that?
Sorry to interrupt you, but when I think Gominski, when he came out in the draft, you know who, like, his biggest fan was?
Who?
Michael Jordan.
Larry Bird. Bird thought Frank Kaminsky was going to be special. I mean, you know, so it's amazing. Even the greats, you know, don't always, you know, get it. So
it'll be interesting.
Decker was a buck for about 15 minutes. Maybe he can come in for about 15, 20
minutes. If that. He's still under contract. But, you know, Kaminsky, Kaminsky fits from the aspect of, you know, shooting the outside shot and all that other stuff. I don't think he is the guy that fits right. That last seat on the bench, though, right now.
No, I mean, the guy that, the Bucks could possibly make a move at is Dwayne Dedman in Atlanta. I thought perhaps he might be traded, but he could be a buyout guy, for instance, okay?
That's a guy a lot of Bucks fans want, too. Big physical body.
Yeah, you know, bring in another big, take a burden off of Lopez and Giannis. So. But, again, they could go in, you know, a myriad of directions.
But you expect him to get somebody.
Yeah, I do. You know, I don't think it's going to be a big name player by any stretch, but because they're limited financially. But, yeah, I fully expect them to get somebody.
He is Gary Wolfel, wolfelspressbox.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thank you, guys.
You betcha. There is Gary Wolfel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.